Perek Aleph. Ma Matzayel Tzayis and the Chofetz Chaim Perek Aleph. Boyu, and I have a heading here. Boyu Hu'a Ma Shehitah Hashem Yisroach Ala Odom Ledabe B'divrei Torah Af B'shivta B'veisa B'lechta Chabadah. Person should always be talking in Torah. Let's see what the Chofetz Chaim says. Zibba Torah V'shinan Tom Levanecha V'dibar Tobom. Two things here. Rashi says Shinun is accuracy, that you know what's also what's muta, what's possible, what's kosher. You understand clarity in halacha. But debout, that's more in limud time, I think. But debout or bomb, I think it means conversational, a conversation. Debout or bomb, it's different from shinun. B'shiptcha be'beisecha, b'lechtocha b'aderecha, b'shochbecha b'kumecha. Haikra de shinantom, or he says, levonecha koi al divrei Torah. Sharp, like clear. Don't hesitate and answer him. If you know the halacha, if you know what you're talking about, I suppose, but answer him. Don't be hesitant. Etc. Koi al divrei Torah. It's also talking about divrei Torah. Kama de isa ba gemara. It says in the gemara, agamuru levenaychu Torah. Teach your children Torah. Ki heichu de ligusu b'chon, so that they'll discuss it, so that they'll talk about it. Should be a conversational piece in the house, especially at the table, or talking about emuna. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's finish the paragraph. That we are commanded at every moment, when we're sitting at home or nerech baderech, lo niya penuyim midivrei Torah. It's a tremendous demand, that tremendous demand. My chavusa tanaim said to me, Chofetz Chaim is marbitz. He pushes you into the corner, like he's marbitz you. Hear this, like he's madrich you, machanech you in a very firm way. If you have an opportunity to learn, limud the isa ba'avos, hamahalech baderech yichidi. If you go in a way by yourself, umefanim libo ratolo, and you're not thinking in Torah, you're wasting your time. Hareza mischayev nafsho la'olim, mischayev by his nefesh. Ba'amu and Gemara in Sanhedrin, ki devar Hashem bozo. He abused. He ashamed Torah, because he could have been thinking of Torah. Look what he says. Someone who could have been busy with Torah, but he doesn't. He leaves it off. He spends time doing something else. Look what he says. It doesn't mean somebody who doesn't learn Torah at all. No. At every opportunity, every time. You should question yourself, what am I doing with my time? Am I in the category of being mabazeh the Torah? If I had an opportunity to learn, I didn't spend that time, what could I be doing in that time? We'll elaborate a little bit after the paragraph. It's known the Ma'ad Isa B'Shabbos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shoshonin La'odom B'Shas Hadin, after 120 years, they ask a person, Kavata Itim Batoiva. That's the question they all ask. But 1 minute. Lo Bishvul Zeh Mifta Miyesa Ho'eis Sheyesh Lo. That doesn't mean to say that if you did make fixed times for learning, it therefore annuls the other time. In other words, if you have an hour you learn, so I was Kaveitim, from 10 to 11 I learned Torah, from 8 till 9 in the evening I learned Torah. That doesn't say the other times aren't important. Kavata Itim Matoyah does not just mean that they have fixed times, it's a Chofetz Chaim, it's more. Da'alo Isa Bepeya, Da'atora Enoshia, there's no limit to Limud Torah. Upeyushu Beyoshani, Degam Enoshia Lamala, and there's no upper limit, there's no maximum. Ella, the kriyas itim hu hachiyuv afilu im hu toluv, even if he's very busy in business. Mechiyosa b'chuyuv hu likboa eis ha-toyla, time to fix for toyla. She eis hazeh lo yivatel b'shom hafen. Don't waste the time. My son-in-law told me that one of the greatest milas of the Chofetz Chaim, he saw it somewhere, was his Jesus. Incredible enthusiasm. He didn't waste a minute. He didn't waste any time. His Rizus, we're discussing it on Friday, but he had tremendous, like, time scale. Everything was measured on time. He didn't waste his time at all. How could he possibly write so much? How can he do so much in his life? So many Sforim he wrote. And he was busy with so many things, in Klal Yisrael as well. But he was a Zoriz. If you have an opportunity, don't waste it. Even if you have a certain mitzvah to do, if it could be done by somebody else, now what do we do with this, Rabbi Yisrael? What does this come out with? Are we such a high level of machmirim? I would like to make a suggestion. When we say limud Torah, there's all different branches of limud Torah. For example, if you're astute and you're wise, for example, tell a story, or there's all different branches of Torah. It doesn't just mean breaking your head over a piece of Gemara. It's much more than that, much broader than that. If you're sitting at the table, for example, you don't have to talk about the milers of President Trump over President Obama, you know. You don't have to talk about these things. You can talk in Hashkafa, you can talk in a story, you can tell something nice, everything is in Torah, everything, even talking about nature, everything is an aspect of Torah. If you're wise, I often used to think that as a parent, if a parent is wise, so they use the time to talk in Torah, you know. But obviously you're not questioning, you're not testing the child all the time, but your talk, like a riddle or a puzzle or a story or something, which is also Torah as well, it's very important that not to imagine that it's simply limud Torah. Maybe I'm diluting what the Chofetz Chaim is saying here. I hope I'm not. But I'm going to make it more realistic for us. You know, with, for example, if you're walking along the street or something, think about a posuk. I often try and do that sometimes. You think about a bracha. Like, think about Asher Yotzah. When you're walking around, so think Asher Yotzah Sodom B'chofet. Think about the bracha. That's also Torah.
Okay.
You know what I saw in the Hespedim of Rav Vozna? Rav Vozna, Zeichas Hadivach, I saw in the Hespedim of Rav Vozna that he never forgot. He always was reminding himself of the six mitzvahs with us, continually, always going over the six mitzvahs all the time in his mind. But you can do it in different ways. You can do it, for example, in appreciate, say, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, when something good happens. It's all in Torah. It's just more ruchni in one's life. Instead of, you know, like reading a newspaper, or you want to know what's going on in the world, but at the same time be involved in Torah, in thinking Torah. It's a training when you're falling asleep at night, for example, like singing some zemiros or something. I don't know, I try singing zemiros or something, or try, you know, use your mind for something in ruchnius. I think it's also, I hope I'm not diluting what the Chofetz Chaim is saying here, weakening, but you have to be more stretched, more alert in aspects of Torah. I remember reading once, and you know the story of the Briskarov, Rav Mela. You ever read those books of Rav Mela? Is it Mela? He wrote a whole about four series on the Briskarov. It's written in the Sefer there that once a Rosh Hashiva came to talk to the Briskarov here in Yerushalayim, and he stood at the door and was waiting to talk to the Briskarov. He had some Torah to tell him, and the Briskarov was talking about something in Hashkofa to somebody, and the Rosh Hashiva was standing at the door, and he got impatient. He went and asked the family, well, what's going on? Just talking in Shkofa with somebody talking in Mashallah. And he got very impatient. Eventually he walked out and he was angry because Shkofa was wasting his time so much talking about. And eventually they came and asked him what happened to Shkofa. He said he left. He said, yeah, he said he doesn't understand. Mashallah is also Torah. Shkofa is also Torah. Talking about Emunah, talking about Chesed, talking about Emes, these are all aspects of Torah. I remember once I went to a wedding. And I was sitting next to somebody at a wedding, and you know how it is, sometimes you know the people say, I remember I was sitting next to a person, I told them a whole story about something, I don't want to go into it now, it's a long, long story, I told him a whole story, and he said to me that he never comes to chasnas, but the story that I told him, he said, gave him tremendous chizuk, just telling a story about tefillah or something, the koyach of tefillah. It's a long and detailed story. So he said to me, I never come to chasnas. I don't have the opportunity to come to chasnas, but just hearing this story gave me a chizuk in tefillah. You don't know how much you can change it. You know, you can make an impact on somebody just by telling a story to somebody about something with the importance of tefillah. These are all aspects of Torah. But you have to be quick. You have to be astute. Be alert to it. That's the point. Every aspect of Torah that you have that you can talk about. Not wasting the time with your mind and not like getting involved in different things. If you have an opportunity to, lying in bed, for example, falling asleep, sing some zmiris, or think over what you learned during the day, or think over something in Hashgach, or something over a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say over a pair of tilim, you know, it's all in Torah. I'm suggesting that. I don't know if I'm weakening it, but it's keeping busy in Torah, thinking in Torah. You agree, Rabbi Isai? I think it's not. Obviously, Limud Torah, he's talking about, and I think that's all included in the Dibal Tavon. The Dibal Tavon is generally just talking in Torah or thinking in Torah. Vehine, now he's a beautiful marshal. Mahu ze shehita lakosov ala odom she'afshar ketana lo yishkoit. What does it mean that there's a duty on a person not to leave any time? What is this mitzvah? Not to leave off, not to waste time from Torah. Even if you're walking somewhere, you should be mindful of Torah. There shouldn't be a wonder. This is a beautiful point he said. What is the reason why Hashem brought a neshama me'olam ha'elyon l'poi? Why did he bring a neshama down to this world? And put him into a human body. What was the reason why Hashem did that? What's the reason for it? Ki ha'yitochen, could it be shesar godol, a great minister, ha'mugol adur b'heichle oimeg, who sits in great pleasure and delight, u'lehisrabesh b'mabushe chovod, and always he's dressed in great honor, hu b'chol anshei beis ha'ribono, he's sitting with everybody, this great tsar, everybody's sitting around the table, a beautiful delights at the table. Yishlach has been known, could he possibly send his son away, for a long time, to a far off place? Would he think of sending his son out to a desolate place where it's cold and it's dangerous? And there, when he goes, he has to dress the marbush and magasim in rough clothing just to keep himself warm. And he has to mix there. Would he think of sending him away to a place where anoshim shutim, simple people, she'elam b'nei mino, which aren't his type of person? Would the king think of that? And he has to feed himself there. The king must have had a very good reason why he sent the son away. Because in this place where he sent him, there were magnificent diamonds there. There's nothing to compare to the diamonds where he sent the son. Whether they're greatness and size or the light that they give. That they give tremendous light. And these stones which the son is sent to find, Mutsuyim Shom, Bukhala Eva Upina. They're found in every corner where the sun is sent. Yeshavan in Medina Seinu, like every other stone. But Anshe HaMedina, but those people who live there, Hahi, Heim Gatse Secha, they're foolish people. The Gam Mitoch Shem Mugolim Bahem Tobit, and because they see these stones all the time, Ein Noisnin Leib Alehem, they don't pay any attention to these stones. Bukhoshim Sheyesh Abonim Haube Boilam, Shetibon Kamoisim. They think there are many stones like this around the world. There's nothing special about these stones, the people who live there. Vavein hahu, and this son who is sent away, hu ish chochem, he's a clever person, umevin alavonim tovas, and he understands the difference between special stones and the sunim b'kisrei hamalachim, which eventually will find their way into the king's crown. B'shom mutzuvim ko'ele b'chol hagvul, and there where the sun is sent, you can find those stones, which eventually will go into the king's crown. And they're very, very big and very bright. And he can gather in there, when he's there in that place, he can find some beautiful stones there. So when he comes back home, everyone will praise the sun. Look what he found. You never find such stones like this. And he will be unique because of what he picked up in this place. This is a tremendous kar v'chomer with many times multiplied. There's tremendous honor given in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous honor. We don't have any mustak what it means, Kavod Shamayim. We can't even imagine it. We're Gashmias, we're physical people. Benishmas Am Hashem Heim Bishkonam Eitzal Kisei HaKavod. And every person's neshama is originally at the source in the Kisei HaKavod. Shesham Hu Tzura HaChaim. That is the source of life. Benenim Bevadai Mizib HaShchina. And Bevadai, a person who's in that place, in next to the Kisei HaKavod, is tremendously has great pleasure from the Shechina. V'yodua sheyofe shor achas shor kair asurah po'olam habo mikol chayolam hazeh. And it's known that a minute or any time spent in olam habo is more than any pleasure that a person can have in olam hazeh. V'heim etzlad b'dechinas bonim. And these neshamas are like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shenema bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'eich hetika me'itam. How could the king possibly take them away from where he is? They're in such an incredible and fabulous place. Why did he take them away from? Why did he take this neshama, which is so perfect? It's a ben, like in front of the Father. Avinu Malkeinu, no? Avinu Malkeinu. So we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech Olam HaYetzirah, but Derech Olam HaGalgalim. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu take this neshama down from the world of formation to the world, to all the world, Ad Olam HaTachon, to live in this world? What was the purpose of it? Shu Olam HaGas Chayimeh Mamash. It's a place of tremendous materialism. And because of this, the nefesh has to dress itself, but Mabushin Gasim, and be dressed, Hanasim Me'afa Medina, meaning Abosom. Person has to dress up the neshama in order to survive here. But we have a very active, dynamic neshama, which is inside our guf, but it has to survive in our guf. And he breathed into the guf the life. And we understand this is the force of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is He gives so much good for us. So if he did so much good for us, why did he do this? Why did he take the neshama from a source which is so precious, and such a delight, to put us here? And in particular to these neshamas which are children to him, we are much more precious than anybody else, any of the umos ha'olam. We are the an segula mikol ha'amim, the choloshan shel chiva, in every aspect of affection. Eich hirchik ha'neshama v'hoirida me'olam ha'elyon. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a person's neshama and brought it down from such a high, lofty place of Kedusha, the Hilbishot, the Biluis, the Chavos, Al Meshach Rav, and dressed it up in such a weak physical existence, the Gamazon, Esther HaMetzuvim Poi, and even the food and the panosah that he has, Heim Gassim Ma'oid, they are very, very raw, very rough. Hatzoimchim Me'afa Horetz, and you have to survive out of what grows in the ground. Belomazon is Hashemayimim. And not from heavenly food, which the neshama had before it came down to this life. Very basic, Rabbi Simon. It's very, it's the point right in front of you. What's the purpose of life? What's the purpose of being born? What's the purpose of being created? There's a tremendous reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to each person. Even though there in Olam HaEmes, that's where the truth is. Hayatan of Hanashama Rabbi, the delight for Neshama was enormous there in Olam HaEmes. But there's a problem. Everything that the Neshama received was all a gift without doing anything for it. When a person is in Shamayim before he's born, so everything he gains in the Neshama is all free. But he didn't do anything for it. Shalahi Chiba Hanashama, the Neshama had no development, had no growth to it. Mu'uma, koydim biyosel zeh ha'olam hashofam. Before it arrived in this realm, it was not developed. It was not brought out its full potential. U'miteva ha'odam. Now you begin to realize what life is all about, and thereby the nature of man. Afilu ben eitzel aviv. Certainly the father wants to do everything good for the child. It's very hard for the child to all the time be surviving next to the father for free. He didn't do anything for it. Af shekolim echayav hu shenoyts mitzvah, even though his years are limited, v'koshekin shom shu olam hanetzach, and there where it's forever, ad elef alfei shonim ve'ein shiur. Have you ever seen in the Stipler? What does it mean, Olam HaNetzach? So the Stipler gives in Chaya Olam a moshel of, if you had all the world full with sand, you know, and every year I think you took out a grain of sand, how long would it take to empty out? That's how long Netzach is beyond our understanding. Nitzchius, where the Nesham is. Begin to understand what Koyach of Boyrei Olam is, all the Olamas, it's Nitzchias. V'koshekin shom shu Olam HaNetzach ad elef alofim she'en ve'en shir v'im lo haya yoreg lazeh ha'olam haya luchach lo'olam nisaneg b'chimam. All the time, if he wouldn't come down to this life and exist in this world, it would always be for free. V'lo yinam l'nefesh zoismod, and there would be no great pleasure because he didn't do anything to deserve anything. And therefore, we begin to understand the reason for life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His great goodness and kindness, took us from a place next to the Kisei and created a life for us with all the nisyonos and the challenges that we have. So that you can gain something for your own nefesh. That you wouldn't be embarrassed. Is that powerful, Rabbi Yisrael? A powerful thought. Otherwise, it's just embarrassing. You didn't do anything to deserve it. But you come down to this world for 120 years, and all the challenges and concerns that you have, and you survive them, you get through them, it's a tremendous, tremendous mazel for a person. He's given these opportunities to grow and to develop. It's a tremendous opportunity that a person has. That's what life is about. And therefore, one has to develop one's neshama. Don't be surprised if you might think, is there no opportunity that Hashem could have thought of up in Shamayim to give benefit to the Neshama? Why did he have to bring a person down to this world? This is the answer. Everything depends on mitzvahs and the effort which you make. That's what we were saying last week. You know, it's all the omel, the effort you put into it. Not necessarily the great success, not necessarily the fame or the fortune. It's all the effort, the omel. Isn't that what we say? Anu amelim behem amelim. Anu amelim mekablim tzchar. On our effort we get a reward. The effort that is made. The effort to stay close to Torah. The effort to do a mitzvah. The effort to do something with Mesiras Nefesh. There are challenges, tremendous challenges a person has. But all is the effort that he put into it, the tilcha, the Mesiras Nefesh that a person has. On that you get the reward.
In the Lucas I say, like who? In other words, the first pasuk in this week's parsha, Rashi says, into you are made in the Torah.
Into you are made in the Torah. Beautiful Diak. On the Amen. It's the effort that you make. Not necessarily come out always with the pshat. Don't always come out with the answers, but at least the effort you put into it, you tried. On that is a whole sphere. When a person is separated from his material life, only with his neshama, then one recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the enormous pachad that the creation has on the Creator. And there's no test there to keep what Hashem wants. After a person, after 120 years, there's no test there, because you see the MS. There's a tremendous number of shamoshim when a person, after 120, you see all the covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu given. And there were millions, thousands of malachim, elef alfin yisham shunei, thousands honor me, ribay rivavon, kadamai hi yakumen, stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ukududav ein mispah, and the camps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hosts are without a number. Kamosha osa akosav, hayesh mispah l'gududav, is there any number limited after 120 that you see of how great is kavod shamayim? But yet the Malachim don't have Rishus to say a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever they want. Some Malachim are only given a chance once a year. Yesh Pam Achas B'Shemitah, once in 7 years. Yesh Pam Achas B'Yovel, some once in 50 years. Sh'amu Chazal B'chulim. V'hakozeh hu nisoyim nishmas ha'odam. Isn't that so great for a person? Sh'obed Hashem Yisvach ba'is sh'royah sh'tzobah ha'shamayim kulam magdishim sh'moy ba'emo. And yet we have an opportunity to say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh all the time. Yet Malachim don't have the opportunity. Let me show you the Gemara. It's the Gemara in Chulim. He brings down the Gemara here. Tzadik Aleph, I think it is. In Chulim. So listen to this Gemara. It's actually not. I think it's Tzadik. I looked it up. Must be a mistake here. Remember by Yaakov Avinu, when he turned around and said to the Malach, and said to Yaakov Avinu, Bayema Shalcheni, please send me away. Ki Ola Hashocha. Because the dawn has broken. The Malach said to Yaakov, did not know it was a Malach. He thought it was Yishmaeli, an Arab. He didn't know who he was. Omar Lo sent Yaakov to the Malach, Ganabat, are you a Ganav? Or Kubyustus? Or a kidnapper? Atosha Misyom in Ashachar, that you're scared of the light? You must only act in the dark? Omar Lo, no, Malachani, I'm a Malach. Umiyom Shenivresi, and from the time I was created, Lo higiyaz mani, I never had an opportunity. Lo mashira ad asha, this is my moment. My moment is now. So please let me go. Mesayeli, Mesayeli Rav Chananel, the Omer Rav Chananel, the Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav. Shloisha kitos shal malachi hashoris, omos shira b'chol yom. There were three different classes which they share every day. Achas omeres kodesh, the achas omeres kodesh, the achas omeres kodesh. Hashem tzavokos. They each say different groups. Ay, Chaviv in Yisrael, why are Yisrael more Chaviv? Living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef in Malach HaShoriz. She Yisrael, Oymim Shira B'chol Shor, U'Malach HaShoriz, Eina Mim Shira. Ela Pam Achas B'Yoyim. Some Malachim can't say a Shira. We can say Kodosh Kodosh every day. Amen Yehishmei Rabba, we can say the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't. Some say it once a day, once a week. Some say it once a month. Some say it once a year. Some say once in 7 years, and some say once in the Yovel, and some say Pam Achas Ba'olam, once they have an opportunity. V'Yisrael Maskirin Es Hashem Achas Shtei Tevos, and we say Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Ma'achel HaShoris Ein Maskirin Es Hashem Ela L'Acha Gimel, Kodesh 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 Hashem. We have greater zchus. K'disit Kodesh Kodesh Hashem Tzavokos. Ve'ein Ma'achel HaShoris Ein Mim Shira L'Mala, Ad She'em U'Yisom. And they in Shemayim have to wait until we say Shenema Buran Yachud Kaychvei Boko. In Shemaim they wait for us. The Gemara goes on there. So what does it mean to say a Shia? All the opportunities that a person has here are all a store that he collects, a person collects for his life, for his future life after 120. The Imke Lo Hoya Magia Lo La Odom Shum Sra Avoze, that he would not get no reward for this. With Sonish Allah Kodesh Baruch Lo Hoya Shiaviach Sra Amola Bikiyam Mitzayna. Hakodesh Baruch wants that we would receive a reward, and that's why we're created, to receive a reward. Lo Yia Lechem Shalai Bechinam, not to be given food for no reason, it's a gift. It's embarrassing. Akin Haridu La Olam Hashofar, and that's why a person was created. B'Shom Ba Olam Hazeh Histi Hakodesh Baruch Hu Kavoido. He hid his presence, the inner royal kol eila, and the person does not see all this. That's the whole mystery of life. You don't see it all. Everything is hidden, and therefore that's the challenge to find, to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all that you see. Im loy kasher hodam ispoinim, unless you stop and think a minute. I want to show you this psukim here. In Yeshaya Mem, there's a beautiful psukim here, which really I might have to actually for my mitzvah. So Yeshaya Mem, Nachamu Nachamu. So let me just read out to you this psukim here. Kof Alpha. Listen to these words. Hallo Seidu, did you not know? Hallo Sishmo, did you never ever hear? Hallo Hugat Meirosh Lachem, did no one ever tell you? Hello, having noisle and moistless horrors, did you never ever understand the principles of where the world runs? Hayoshev al Chukoret, he sits on the at the spindle of the world. Hashem like turns the wheel around. The And all the inhabitants are like grasshoppers on the wheel, which keeps on turning. He pulls over the sky like a curtain. And he creates the whole. Did you never realize this? Did you not realize that Hashem is controlling the world? He takes princes and presidents and turns them into nothing. And he can take judges and reduce them to nothing. Nothing grows in the world. Nothing is sown. Nothing grows in the world. Nothing grows without his reshus. To who shall I compare Hashem, Yom HaKadosh? Who can compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Navi? Lift your eyes up. Look to see who created all this. Who brings out all the hosts. Everything has a name. Every star, every creature has a name. From their great strength and power, nothing is lost in the creation. Everything is created with tremendous force and tremendous meaning. We don't see it all. But these halos say, did you not know? Did you not understand the reason of life? He's behind it all. Hashem is behind it all, with all his hosts. A member of Don Segel once brought out in the Shmuz that people used to say, going to Rav Shach, when he was old, no one could get him to talk. He was like very quiet in his old age. So he said, I never have that problem. He said, I don't have that problem at all. I go to Rav Shach and I tell him something about nature, and he says, yeah, where did you see it? It wakes him up, like a pellet in nature or something. I tell him something about Teva, and he's awoken. So, like, he suddenly realizes what the creation is from that alone. Like, he's an old man. Just thinking about that, he said, where did you see it? What did you see? Gadlus in Teva, you know, Su'enechamon, look up and see, Mibara Eile, who created all this. That's the Gadlus in the creation, that's the all the hosts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we don't always pay attention to. The problem is, obviously, it's all hidden behind nature, and we get habitual to it, and we don't think enough. And that's what he says, if you think of it, that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Hold on, Miss Boine, if you ever stop to think a minute, you're a thinking person, then you suddenly wake up. And in this world, there's an amount of tumor, and there's a tremendous yetzahara pushing a person away from it. That's the challenge. And a person is clothed in flesh and blood. It originates from the earth. With the materialistic life, but al yedei zeh yesh bo koach hatava, and there if you have a koach hatava, the koach hakas, the koach hachemda, all the things which can pull you away from Torah, but al yedei kol zeh noilad layodam, and that's why a person was created. Milchama gedola, he's in a tremendous war between a nefesh hasichli, from his spiritual life and his seichel, shuvadas asher ba'odam, hamisnagei l'chol eilu hakoichus. Against his Yetzirah, which is continually pulling him the other way. And that's the challenge, to overcome your animal instincts and to control them through the Seichel of Ruchni. And eventually he comes to the realization that the world is, he can't survive in the world. And he realizes the time will come after 120 when the Chayme, his guf, disappears. All these koichos go away from him. He goes back to the dust. And he goes back. The neshama goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pushes you, doesn't he, the Chofetz Chaim? And the whole challenge is, what do you do in your time that you have here? And that's why you came down to this world. And this war, it's not once a year, or b'chodesh or shavua. It's a continual challenge to overcome your animal instincts and to be controlled, and that's why the importance of Torah. Next, the whole kayach of a person is to be more ruchni, to be more seichum over his animal instincts, and that's through the kayach of Torah. Without Torah, you can't do it. The Torah is the whole blueprint in which one can move oneself. Limud Torah, talking in Torah, thinking in Torah, singing Torah, discussing Torah, hashkofa, whatever you can, use every minute or every time that you have to think in Torah. that's the greatness. I remember reading in Mala's book also, he says that the Rav Chaim Brisker taught his children, I think maybe from the Beis Halevi, always to train them to think in Torah, always thinking about something at every time, always to be involved in thinking in Torah. I remember Rav Brevda once brought out in a shmooze that in the middle, when some Rabbonim came to speak to Rav Chaim, in the middle they saw his vein in the middle of his head was like swelling up, and they were just talking to him about business things. He was like in the middle, and they realized that Rav Chaim was thinking in Torah as he was talking to them. He had thoughts in Torah, and he trained that. In other words, Rav Brevda said he was schwitzing as he was talking to them. He was thinking about something as well. That's a tremendous training, you know, to be thinking at it. But you can't always. I'm suggesting advice. I'm trying to make it wider for you. It doesn't always necessarily mean in Gemara, but every aspect, especially with the family, especially with the children, stories and riddles and songs. It's all the Olam of Torah. Shenizka, that we can live like that. Rabbi Yisrael, carry on. Mitzvah will carry on next week.